This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese President Xi Jinping has extended his greetings to the three astronauts aboard the orbiting space module Tiangong-1.
The special lecture you provided to students a few days ago is very inspiring. It will help stimulate students' interests in science and the outer space. The space dream is part of the dream to make China stronger. With the development of space programs, China will take bigger strides to explore further into the space.
Xi Jinping has sent the message after the astronauts aboard the Shenzhou 10 spacecraft re-entered the Tiangong-1 space lab after completing a manual docking on Sunday. The team will now carry out scientific experiments on the space module. It's being reported the three will return back to Earth this Wednesday after spending some 15 days in space. The Tiangong-1 space lab has been in orbit for over 600 days. It will remain in service for another 3 months. Two Chinese nationals are among 10 foreigners murdered in northern Pakistan. Chinese citizens were among a group of 11 people gunned down by the Pakistani Taliban. Taliban says the killing is in retaliation for a drone attack which left one of its top leaders dead. The group was mountaineering in northern Pakistan at the time. One of the Chinese nationals in the group did manage to survive. He's currently in hospital in Islamabad. So far, no suspects have been detained. The Chinese government has issued a statement strongly condemning the attack. It's being reported former South African President Nelson Mandela's condition is worsening. The 94-year-old has been in hospital for over 2 weeks. The Office of the Presidency in South Africa is reporting Mandela is in critical condition. Mandela has been struggling with a lung infection. Ecuador's foreign minister has confirmed NASA whistleblower Edward Snowden has requested asylum in Ecuador. The government of Ecuador has said they would consider a request from Snowden for asylum. Ecuador is currently shielding WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange at its embassy in the UK. It's believed Snowden is currently in Russia after leaving from Hong Kong this weekend. A legal team for Julian Assange said to be assisting Snowden was trying to elude prosecution in the United States. Thousands of ethnic Turks have held an anti-government protest in Istanbul. Protesters have been blasting the various government reforms, as well as what they say is discrimination or threats against the ethnic Alevites in part of Turkey. More and more women and young people are also said to be joining in the demonstrations. It's being reported around 2.5 million protesters have taken to the streets across Turkey since the unrest erupted some 3 weeks ago. The protests began as a peaceful sit-in, but soon snowballed into a nationwide anti-government movement. At least 5 people have been killed, around 4,000 have been hurt, and just under 5,000 have been arrested. Total damage estimated at over $70 million. National elections have concluded in Albania, with both the current coalition government and the opposition claiming victory. Prime Minister Sali Berisha's government says its polling shows that it's taken victory. However, the socialist opposition is also claiming victory. The voting in Albania has been marred by the killing of an opposition supporter. Man was among 4 people shot during a confrontation at a polling station in a town north of the capital, Tirana. One of the opposition candidates for parliament was wounded, though not seriously. The preliminary results of the vote are due to be released later on this Monday. A man is in custody in Shanghai after allegedly killing 6 people. Authorities say the 62-year-old beat one of his colleagues to death, then went on a separate rampage, killing 5 others. Suspect reportedly killed the 5 with a hunting rifle. Among the others killed is a police officer and a soldier. Authorities say the rampage began as a dispute over the transfer of factory equipment. Suspect is said to be a director at a local chemical company. China's high-speed rail system set to launch a summer discount for business cabins, state cabins, and first-class seats on certain lines. This will be the first time the high-speed rail system will offer discounts for first-class seats. The second-class seats, which are the more popular, are still being excluded from the discounts. The China Railway Corporation says the discounts will cut first-class seat prices by around 20%. The discounted tickets will be available for certain sections of the Beijing-Guangzhou and Beijing-Shanghai high-speed trains. The discounts will run from July 10th through to August 31st. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.